Reynolds, the mayor of town of Blue Island, but I'm also the chairman of the Blue Island area healthcare recruitment committee. Big long name, doesn't fit on a t-shirt. But our focus is not just, as we move forward here, is not just going to be on recruiting physicians. We're a rural community, and as many of you can appreciate, we need nurses. We don't have nurses that come out of nursing school and live in the nurses' residence that was, used to be part of the old hospitals. That's gone. We need physiotherapists. We need the other disciplines as well. So we want to be there to support the recruitment of those people as well. We have a tripartite partnership here with the county of 40 Mile and the village of Foremost and in ourselves. So at one of our early meetings, we're talking with Kim and what sort of things do these committees do, because we're just totally mystified. And somewhere along the way, she talked about skills day. She said, you know, you guys have this hospital, and a lot of our committee members are healthcare people. And so she threw out the skills day idea, and we jumped right on. Thought, this is fantastic. So this is last February. We saw it right away as a way to showcase our community, but we also see it because these are first-year students, as we're looking at the future, obviously, recruiting for the future. But our staff and our doctors got on board immediately. They just embraced the idea and thought this would be a great thing to do. So we applied back in February, and then we waited. There was some talk about budgetary concerns back then, and once Rosemary called and said, okay, we've got the money, then we started to into the planning as she described it. They both gave us ideas of what other communities had done. Rosemary gave us a really good idea of what sort of people we were going to be dealing with, their background, like, you know, the people from downtown Toronto. We had people on our weekend that were from Toronto, quite a few actually from Vancouver and Victoria, one from California, one from Georgia, all over the place. It was amazing. So what to do for an event? We talked about a community event. We decided to try and keep it as simple as possible. We weren't going to have opportunity for great splashy entertainment or anything like that. We just wanted to keep it as simple as possible. So we came up with the idea of a tour up to the Hutterite Colony, which we were pretty sure a lot of those kids had never seen, and I think there was only two that knew anything about Hutterites.
Anything was amazing.
Yeah. So when they arrived around 11 o'clock on the Saturday morning, fed them coffee and snacks at the Legion Hall, and then we got them on the bus, and away we went to the Hutterite Colony. One of the many colonies, a lot of colonies in southern Alberta, but we have a really good colony right near us, fairly new, fairly progressive, and very willing to host us on a tour. It was very well received, and I heard lots of talk about that part of it afterwards. That's interesting. When the idea first came up, I thought, well, you know, our community's not just about Hutterites. I mean, we only have one colony quite close to us. And somebody said, yeah, but have you ever been at the walk-in hospital on any given morning? There's a lot of Hutterites using it. So any med student's going to get to know Hutterites pretty quickly. But they're wonderful people that treated us really well. So then back to Blue Island for lunch, and then hospital the rest of the day for the medical skills. They did 3 hours on Saturday and 2 hours on Sunday. So we had 38 medical, 15 nursing, and 2 physiotherapy students. And again, wide variety of backgrounds all over the place. 11 local instructors. We had nurses that came in on their day off. We had one doctor and one resident. So we had 8 groups, 8 stations, 45 minutes each. So we had spinal, as Rosemary said, spinal mobilization. We had the STARS van, suturing, x-ray. We had a hospital tour, was one station, and that was a very positive thing. We had the physio, IV starts, and airway. The hospital tour was actually really important because this gave them a good look at what we have, what a small hospital can have. So there's our friend Dr. Woodruff. The guy is a true artist. They're actually working on pig's feet. When we had the initial discussion, who are they going to practice the sutra on? And then all of a sudden Rosemary's saying, well, somebody's got to buy the, I'll buy the pig's feet. Oh, okay. Dr. Woodruff is if you need a cut sutured up and you're worried about a scar, he's your man. And here's one of our guinea pigs getting an IV start. bless your heart, Rosemary.
Bless my heart, I've had many of the guys.
Nobody's fainted there, but the one girl has a pretty serious look on her face. Airway was run by a local paramedic. And of course, they're using the dolls for that. The STARS van was incredible. I wasn't aware of this equipment. I think I saw some heads nodding earlier. Stan, the standard man on the bed there. There's a guy in the back room of the van running this thing. It breathes. I think they can even make fuids come out of it. They do blood pressures. The guy's back there. They run a scenario, and he's talking, and a perfect scenario. He was a farmer, had been out on the tractor, and he kind of had some chest pains, and maybe I thought I'd better go to the hospital. It was really well done. So the guy on the right is from STARS as well, and he sort of just observes, and he'll stop every once in a while and ask them questions. It was kind of neat to watch them sort of start to work as a team. And I think they all enjoyed that. He's hooked up to all the monitors so they can see what's happening, just like in a real scenario. That was a great part of the day, I think. This is the spinal immobilization. So we've got this again is run by our local EMS people. Only one of the people up there is an employee. The rest of the EMS people are all volunteers. They spent the day both days with us, and that was fantastic.
Your ambulance bay works really good for this station.
Yeah, we had an ambulance. Ambulance bay was used for that, and that worked really well. And different people got to be guinea pigs, including our friend Anna Marie.
Oh, thank you.
And she even trusted her husband to pick up the board and hold her hanging face down.
I didn't have much
feed
choice.
Kim and Rosemary kept saying, feed them. So, as she mentioned, we did coffee and lunch. That was sponsored by the Health Foundation. As Anna Marie said, the steak supper was done by the Elks. They supplied everything, did the cooking, did the serving. It was a lot of fun. It was a great initiative on their part, and we sure appreciated that. And then the Health Foundation games, we had prizes donated. And a lot of people, everybody played the games, but funny, only the students won the prizes. It's kind of neat. And what we did with the prizes, a lot of it was gifts or swag from the three municipalities, whether it be pens, hats, cups, quite a variety of things. So we got our name out there with them. Pancake breakfast the next day. This was most of the food was donated for that, and the three councils cooked it and did the big buffet, and then they were back to the hospital for some more skills. So the takeaways for us, as I saw it, and I didn't get a chance to go over this with Anna Marie, she may have some things to add, but medical staff have to be on board, and we were really blessed that they jumped on it the way they did. I was actually impressed when I heard how many stepped up and wanted to be involved. It's great to show off the community, but we were told this in advance too. You want to make sure that the focus for those kids is the skills. So you don't want to detract from that. You want to try and engage them as much as possible, but make sure that, they get their chance at the skills, because that's what they're there for. Mayor Shields from Brooks told me beforehand, get those, some of your younger people, especially young professionals involved. Those of you from small communities know there can be a lot of stuff going on any given night. We had, I think, four events on that weekend. We had a pretty small pool of people to draw from for our event. The other thing, the people we did have, though, what we missed out doing was telling them what we expected of them. We didn't tell them that we wanted to make sure that they had a visit with as many kids as possible. And just, you know, not begging them to come and live in Bull Island, but just to get to know them and really circulate through the room. And feed them, but you got to be aware of dietary issues, and you want to try and respect that as much as possible. We had vegetarians, we had halal, I don't know if we had any kosher issues, gluten-free, all of those kind of things.
I collect that information ahead of time for you.
Yeah, advice that we got from Rosemary, from Kim, the help we got from Jonathan, just can't say enough about that. That was really, really critical to the success of the whole thing. So professionally done. I think you've got an example of the plan in there. Every time we talked, we'd get an update from Rosemary. Everything was laid out beautifully. The final draft was number 5. So every call, it was updated for us. And then, keep it simple. You know, don't overdo it. And I think that's true of any event that you do in your community. We just hosted a provincial hockey championship last weekend. We had to keep telling the community, just calm down here. Just keep it simple. Don't go overboard. This isn't the Olympics. The survey results were done. The surveys were done on the bus on the way home. We got the results back very quickly. Fantastic feedback. You know, good and bad. Or, you know, I knew there could be some issues, and that was probably the biggest dinger that we got was about the accommodation. But it is what it is. Most of them were really flexible, and they just sort of went with the flow. I mean, I can't say enough about the attitude of most of those kids. It was terrific. So now we have a good idea of what to improve if we ever get an opportunity to do it again. And it was well worth the effort. It absolutely was well worth the effort. One other thing that encouraged me, the student leaders, so I guess are kind of elected by the class at the start of the year. They seem to be a little more mature. And again, mostly in terms of the med students, these med students already have a degree, right? So they've been out there working. I met chemical engineers. I met a cancer researcher who had gone back to school because she wanted to be, you know, on the front line instead of in a lab. So they're not dummies, and some of them have been around a little bit. They know what it's all about. But one of them told me that in 2013, 10% of the first year class indicated an interest in rural medicine, and this last year it was 50%.
Yeah, wow. That's the change.
50%. Like, there's a shift for you.
There's a reason for doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And so many of them, when they left, were saying, boy, I want to try and come back here to do my residency or do my practicum.